Working from home's being blamed for killing Auckland's CBD, but it seems it's here to stay because Trade Me data shows an increase of more than 200% in listings that mention work from home in the description. So what do you reckon? Is working from home good for business or not? AUT Business School Professor of Human Resources Management, Jared Ha, is with us. Kia ora. Good evening, Jared.
Kia ora, Karen.
Is it too hard for people to come back to the office now? We've got used to a new way of working. Don't have to worry about what we're wearing. Easy access to the fridge.
You and then, you know, the time to travel in. And if you've driven on Auckland roads, for example, the traffic has reminds me pre-COVID times in the last month, which was kind of quite depressing, I found. So you've got the traffic, the cost of petrol, and you raised some good points there. What happens when I go into work in town? Go and have a coffee, and you're blowing $10 on coffee. Probably, you know, it's probably 50 cents at home, right? So there certainly is a lot of cost involved in going into the workplace, especially if you have to go in every day.
Yeah, especially in rush hour too, if you've got to go in at those times of day, the time it takes you to get there. And even when you get to work, I can imagine that people are finding it tough being in the same room as other humans. They've got to go into meetings. When at home, you can turn your camera off on Zoom. You know, there's no hiding in the conference room, is there?
Yeah, that's true. Although I recommend to people to, you know, go into work and have some human connection, because I think that is one of the... So I've been kind of following, the New Zealand workforce across the last couple of years, and my burnout data shows it's growing. And one of those key drivers is loneliness. So, you know, you're right to say, oh, we can just turn off the camera and do my thing. But in the end, if you've got too much isolation, it works against you. And then you really are just, you know, you probably find yourself just working non-stop because, you know, you forget that you should have a life as well.
Right. So is it more efficient for the bottom line or not then, weighing it all up?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think hybrid working, so some kind of mixture, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, either in the office or at home. I'm actually writing an academic paper around this kind of Goldilocks period. And that's what my data kind of says. If you're working 5 days a week in the office, that's actually, I guess it's fighting against our experiences for the last 2 years. But at the other end of the spectrum, you know, I would say to people, if you're working 5 days a week from home, you need to get out of the home and get into the office. Hopefully there is one to get into. At least a couple of days a week, because those human connections with your colleagues and your bosses, going out for lunch and socializing, those things are important because we actually get a lot of, not only work creativity, I guess, on one side, but we just kind of recharge our human connections by being in at work. And clearly being at home isn't helping us develop, you know, strong virtual relationships. They're nowhere near as rich as the real thing.
That's a very good point. What about with COVID and all the protocols of isolating? Do we have real and enforceable limits these days as to how much sick leave people can take?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it? And let's be honest, we don't want people who go, "Oh, I think I'm, you know, I've got all the symptoms," and I don't know about you, I haven't had it personally, but I've had a good friend, and he would say, "I got all the symptoms, but I'm not testing positive." And then, like day four, he finally tests positive on his RAT test. So we don't really want that person coming into the office on day two, coughing and spluttering, going, no, I've tested negative, it's okay, you know, and then give everybody else in the office COVID, and then, you know, then somebody gets it serious and they're in the hospital or something like that. So I think it's a balancing game. I do think we will grow out of this kind of, our current situation. And if you think about it, where we are now is already radically different from, say, 12 months ago. So I think we are starting to, you know, two things. One is I think we're getting used to it, but also we're learning to cope with the realities of COVID. I mean, you know, like I heard today, 9,000 positive cases. We're just shrugging our shoulders. All of a sudden, 9,000 is tolerable. But 2 years ago, you know, 30, 30 cases made us all, you know, frightened and staying at home. So it's amazing how we, you know, it's a different variant and those kind of things. But I think we are getting a little bit more, you know, wanting to get out and get our lives back to some kind of normality.
Yeah, the world's gone mad, hasn't it? What do you reckon the workforce is going to be like this time next year? Do you think it'll be the same or different? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but...
Yeah, I think, like the tight labour market we're in now, I think that's going to change. I still think New Zealand's going to be a desirable place to come. 6 months' time, I think maybe immigration, tourism will have, fingers crossed, got itself back to, you know, international students, for example. Things will be back to a lot more like normal. And, the, you know, these stories we hear about workers saying, you know, oh, I'm not even going to come up to, from Wellington for an interview in Auckland unless you're paying, you know, $50,000 more than you've just told me in that email type thing. I've heard those stories. You know, I think we'll get a bit of a reality check and we'll start to go back to a little bit more normal in the job market too. And so I think the workplace will start to look a little bit more like 2019, except I would suggest we'll still see quite a lot of working from home. Like my data would say, see, pre-COVID, we had about 5% of the New Zealand workforce working from home a lot. So, you know, quite consistently. Now, I think we're thinking, you know, now we've got, like, you know, 10% working from home permanently and another kind of, you know, 40% doing this kind of hybrid work. So I think we'll still see a lot of working from home.
Very good, Jared. Thank you very much.
Lovely stuff.
Good to talk to you. That's Jared Haar. He's an AUT Business School Professor of Human Resources Management.